Model sues Diddy for allegedly drugging, sexually assaulting her in 2003. By Paul Bois on May 22, 2024. Model Crystal McKinney has filed a lawsuit against music mogul Sean Diddy Combs for allegedly drugging and sexually assaulting her 20 years ago. McKinney filed the lawsuit in federal court in New York City on Tuesday, claiming that Diddy attacked her in his studio back in 2003. For NBC News, McKinney, who was a 22-year-old model at the time of the alleged assault, met Combs at a Men's Fashion Week event at Cipriani downtown in Manhattan, and Combs said she was going to make it big one day as a model and promised he'd help her career, she said in the suit. Combs invited her to his studio, where one of his associates offered her a joint of marijuana and said, "You'd never had weed like this before," the lawsuit says. Plaintiff later came to understand that Combs had laced the joint with a narcotic or other intoxicating substance, it alleges. McKinney further claimed in the lawsuit that Combs pressured her to smoke and drink alcohol despite being already intoxicated. He then allegedly led her into the bathroom where he forced her to perform a sex act. McKinney said that the alleged incident left her dazed and that she passed out in his studio. Hours later, she woke up in a taxi and determined that she had been sexually assaulted. As time went on, McKinney said that her modeling opportunities suddenly vanished, believing that Diddy somehow blackballed her. She then became severely depressed as she began to blame herself for the assault and for sabotaging her own career, according to the lawsuit. In March, Homeland Security officials raided the mogul's residences in connection to a sex trafficking investigation. The raid occurred at the music mogul's mansion in the Holmby Hills neighborhood. Diddy has denied all wrongdoing, saying in a statement through his lawyer that the raids were a gross overuse of military-level force. According to the Tampa Bay Times, the alleged parties, aka freak-offs or FOS, occurred at some of the swankiest hotels in Miami, Atlanta, New York, Las Vegas, and Los Angeles. Sex parties so brutal that the young women and men lured into attending them would often vomit and pass out from being drugged, beaten and raped, sometimes for hours on end, the outlet described them as. Combs allegedly filmed these freak-offs and even directed his staff to change the lighting or bedding to better display the women and men who performed for him sexually. The lawsuit comes days after Diddy issued an apology over a surveillance video of him violently beating his ex-girlfriend Cassie Ventura in hotel hallway back in 2016. Diddy has not yet been charged with a crime and has denied all wrongdoing. Yesterday, there was a gross overuse of military-level force as search warrants were executed at Mr. Combs' residences. There is no excuse for the excessive show of force and hostility exhibited by authorities or the way his children and employees were treated, his attorney, Aaron Dyer, said. Mr. Combs was never detained but spoke to and cooperated with authorities. Despite media speculation, neither Mr. Combs nor any of his family members have been arrested nor has their ability to travel been restricted in any way. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. Better than Killers of the Flower Moon, wrote Mark Judge. You haven't seen a story like this before, wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow on X at Proland Films or Instagram at Proland Films.